Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the Do It With Drupal Seminar. The video archive is now available with over 40 hours of high-quality video from Drupal's top developers and thinkers. For more information and free full-length sample videos, go to doitwithdrupal.com.
My name is Alex Jervik-Acklesberg. My Drupal name is Alex UA, and actually that's just been my name since I was growing up because my last name is very long. But I'm one of the owners of ZipTech, a fairly small 12-person Drupal shop based out of Philadelphia. And one of the ways that I got into Drupal development was by helping to maintain the embedded media field, or mfield module. I reached out to Aaron Wimborn about it, about right before Boston DrupalCon, and told him that, you know, I was looking to get more into the development side, and I really wanted to help out also to maintain some modules. So I told him, basically, if you help me learn how to develop this module, I'll maintain it with you. And so that's how I got started, and it actually was longer than before DrupalCon Boston. It was this previous summer. So I've been maintaining it now for about a year and a half, and I do mostly kind of maintenance and just coordinating different people who are trying to help contribute or extend the module. For the Drupal 6 port, I think, is a great example of the power of developing within a community like this, because no one person really took it on to really finish it. It's a large kind of suite of modules that are all dependent on different things within the module. A lot of it was based on CCK and Vue, so all of that kind of stuff had to be changed. So it was a long process, and I just kind of helped to keep it moving by reviewing and committing patches as they came through, and just, you know, piece by piece we got the upgrade going, and it was just amazing. We probably had like 50 different people submit patches during that period, and it was just a really kind of neat thing. Like every day or two, you get an email, oh, well, here's my... I figured out this piece of the puzzle, and they would submit that as a patch, and someone else would come on and they would give another piece. And over the course of, you know, a couple months, we got it going and up to Drupal 6.
And so what is the embedded media field? What is mfield? What does it do?
Embedded media field is a module that allows for easily embedding media from third-party providers. There's three modules that are part of it: embedded video field, embedded image field, and embedded audio field. Embedded video field is the most widely used one, and that's used to post videos from places like YouTube or Blip TV or Vimeo or Veo or a bunch of different services. Embedded image field is slightly less used, but still used a lot. It's mainly just Flickr, Image Shack, Photo Bucket. And then embedded audio field is really just very experimental at this point. Not a lot of providers give you the sort of access to the media that you would get in video or in images. They want to give you like a playlist instead of actually each individual module. So it doesn't really work that well. One of the cool things, though, that we do a lot of with embedded media field now is you can make feeds of videos. Like, for example, on our site, on the ZipTech site, we have the Drupal Video Planet instead of just the Planet Drupal. It's Planet Video Drupal or Drupal Video or whatever. And that's really just a proof of concept to show how you can use embedded media field and the feed API module, which is a aggregation module, along with the feed API mapper, which takes whatever's coming in the feed and lets you send it to Drupal forms or whatever, and, you know, lets you send it in a way where you can submit each one as a node. So you can create something like what I have, where you can aggregate videos from all the sites that you like, all the producers that you like, and have them show up on your site without you having to do any kind of coding whatsoever.
And so why would someone want to not just give full HTML and let anybody just post these embedded codes? What is the reason to use embedded media field?
Well, there are a few reasons why you would probably want to use embedded media field. I mean, the one is that it can interact with other elements in Drupal. Specifically, it can be view. You can use views. You can use... So, like, let's say for the example I gave where you're going to have a whole list of videos. Well, you want to say, let's say, for example, you want, when you have it in on your front page, you just want it to be the thumbnails. And then let's say you want, when you click on the thumbnail, it just pops up in a thick box or something, and you can watch the video right there. Well, if you just have it embedded, that's not going to support those types of operations. So by bringing it into Drupal in a way where Drupal is aware of what it is and can make views aware of it and other modules like Thickbox aware of it, you're able to really leverage the other powers around Drupal that make Drupal kind of what it is. Otherwise, just like the same reason you would use an image field instead of just embedding an image in there, because you can't really make views or Drupal aware of things that are just kind of embedded within it. Or it's, you probably can. There are ways to do it. It's not very easy, and it's not going to be something that a normal user is going to be able to really accomplish. This gives normal users the ability to do these sorts of really kind of complex operations, just like a lot of these other modules do, without having to know a lot of coding.
And what are some other examples that you've seen out there, other sites that are doing some innovative stuff with the embedded media field?
Well, Warner Brothers Records, we built a provider for Yahoo for them that they were doing. I mean, to some degree, I don't really know which sites are using it and which sites aren't. I mean, a lot of times, you can tell if I look at the HTML wrapper around it, I can see that it's video CCK or whatever. But like Sony BMG uses it a lot on their site, and it's kind of integrated in with all their other video stuff or all their audio stuff, artist stuff. And I'm trying to think what some other I can't really think of them at the moment. It is very widely used module though, so I think any Drupal site where you see kind of lists of videos, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be embedded media field, just because it's a really easy way to get it done in a couple minutes instead of having to code something kind of custom.
And what was the most surprising thing for you that you learned throughout this process of being involved with the embedded media field?
I guess it shouldn't really surprise me that the community is so open to teaching new people, like how I was taught by Aaron, or is so willing to kind of work together in a kind of sort of imperfect way to make sure that things happen and to not worry about, oh, well, it doesn't work right now, but we're getting towards working. So it was really neat just to watch all the people come in and just give their little 2 lines of code or whatever, or maybe change up some of the documentation or whatever. It was just very inspiring for me to see that happen because, like, for example, at the beginning of the summer, I didn't have the time or really the kind of chops to make the porting of the module happen. And so I was a little worried. Aaron was writing his book, was a little worried it was not going to happen. And then people just came in and just started taking charge. And, within a couple months, we had a stable, beta release. Now we're in an alpha release, now beta. I don't know. But we're in our second phase of releases, close to a full release. And that's been the, surprising in a good way, not unexpected, but still it's surprising when you're a part of it.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.